Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are on digital FM, Sirius Satellite Radio, online at npr.org/Bryant Park. Also available on the tarmac at McCarran International Airport while you wait for your flight to depart. We're in the background of certain Herbie Hancock videos. And on the couch, what are you doing on the couch? Bad listener! And if you sync us up just right to The Wizard of Oz, it's really trippy. It's like one is commenting on the other. We're now available as a flavor strip. Just put it right on the roof of your mouth. It dissolves. You get the whole show. And heard in better Spanish tabernas everywhere. Transcripts of the show are available as henna tattoos. We're also emanating from the Earth's vibrations. Dude, in 8-tracks at better garage sales everywhere. Also available in a resealable pouch. We're also on the 838 to Tacoma with a layover in the Phoenix Sky Harbor. I love the name of that airport. Mashed up by Danger Mouse with an album by Pink, so it's now the Rosé album. We're also on time and under budget. And on second and short, we're going to fake long and just go for the run. But you knew I was going to say that. I'm Mike Pesca. What do I do now? I didn't know that was going to happen.
Of course you didn't know that was going to happen, Mike Pesca. We faked you out.
You totally faked me out.
Because we wanted to say on your last day with us, after so many months of such heavy lifting and such hard work on our behalf, we wanted to say thank you.
You mean lifting me was heavy lifting?
No, no. It's you did all the heavy lifting. And I personally, this is Tricia, the editor, I really appreciate everything you've done for us. And I just wanted to say, you kind of found a little comedy niche in that C block return that no one had found before you, and we used to just like sit in the control room and go, that was awesome. So we just wanted to put that together for you.
I had no idea that anyone was listening.
Yeah, we were, and we appreciated it. So
I thought for sure I was offending the brass.
No, not at all.
Which is
well,
good enough
I'm not
for me.
The brass, so
that
you might have
alone
been.
Would have been the reason to do it.
There you go.
Do I toss to news
yes,
now,
you
or
do.
Has it all gone screwy? All right, here he is. Should I say, you know, on digital, on FM, on Sirius Satellite Radio, online at npr.org/Bryant Park, and I'm on my way out. But first, let's get the latest news headlines from the BPP's Mark Garrison.
This is NPR.
Thank you very much, Mike. The stage is set for the first war crime trial at Guantanamo, this after a judge refused to delay it. So the trial of Osama bin Laden's driver, Salim Hamdan, starts Monday. NPR's Nina Totenberg has more.
Hamdan is charged with conspiracy and material support for terrorism. Government lawyers said in court yesterday that he was arrested while transporting missiles to the front in Afghanistan. His lawyer said he was just a driver and that the crimes he's charged with are not war crimes under the Geneva Conventions. In addition, they contended that Hamdan's basic rights are being unconstitutionally violated under the rules set up for the trial. For instance, statements obtained during coercive interrogation can be used against the accused, as can his own statements obtained during 50 days of sleep deprivation. Judge Robertson acknowledged that in the end, some of this could possibly prove to be unconstitutional and could invalidate any resulting conviction. But that judgment, he said, cannot be made until after the trial.
NPR's Nina Totenberg reporting. And bad news for Mississippi. That state topped an obesity survey for the fourth year in a row. The Centers for Disease Control tracks the percentage of obese adults. Nearly a third of Mississippians are overweight. But listeners should know Mississippi native and BPP web editor Laura Conaway is remarkably fit and trim. She bikes to work. That is your news for now. More online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Now, for one last time, I send it back to Mike Pesca, American hero.
Thank you, sir. I'll take that and, think that it was a little undersold. I have done a lot for this country, but I'll take it in stride. Thanks, Mark.